News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The government has this morning announced plans to clamp down on short-term lettings such as Airbnb in a bid to tackle the homeless crisis. New laws will include an annual cap of 90 days for renting and homeowners can't rent other properties unless planning permission is approved. Joining us to discuss this is the Minister for Housing, Owen Murphy. Minister, can you start by just talking us through exactly what you are proposing?
What I'm proposing is to bring in new reforms that will see homes that were lost to the short-term tourism sector bring back into the long-term rental market, getting houses second properties that are currently being let on a short-term basis, ending that practice and allowing them to be let on a long-term basis so that we have more rental stock, particularly in our cities where there's high housing demand at the moment. And at the same time, allowing the principle of home sharing, where people let a room in their home or let their entire home for a very short period, allowing that practice to continue.
Okay, so in practical terms, if you are looking to let out your house on Airbnb, what do you need to seek permission from the local authority, basically?
Well, Airbnb is a common short-term letting platform for home sharing, but there are many others. What we're proposing is that from the middle of next year, a new regime will come in whereby if you are planning on letting a room in your own home or your own home for the 2 weeks that you might be on holiday yourself, you have to notify your local planning authority that you're going to do that. And then they will maintain a register of properties and they will put in enforcement as well. So we're going to have a new team working in the local authorities to enforce this. If it's not your primary residence, if it's not your home, but it's a second property that you own, you'll no longer be able to do that. You'll no longer be able to have it as a short-term let. You'll have to bring it back into the long-term letting market or sell the home, depending on what you choose to do. You can go for planning permission. That is always possible because this will be a change of use. But in high demand areas, local authorities will be getting guidance from my own department about restricting the number of short-term lets that are available. So it'll be very difficult to get a change of planning.
And if those people who are letting out a room, as you mentioned, do they need to do anything? Do they need to register in any way, or is there anything that they need to do? Any change in their circumstances?
No, they do. So if someone regularly lets out a room in their home on short-term letting platforms, they will have to register with the local authority, and they'll be allowed to do that without a cap if it's just a room in their own home. Where the cap comes into effect, which is a 90-day cap for the year, is if you are going to be renting out the entire home. So, for example, you might go away for 2 weeks in the summer and you might rent it out then. You might go away for 2 weeks in the winter and rent it out then. And that's allowed if it's your own primary home, as long as the total amount of days is less than 90 days. If it's just a room in your own home or in your apartment, you can let that for the entire year on a short-term basis if you'd like to.
Minister, what impact do you think these changes will have?
Well, there are various estimates out there as to the number of homes that have been lost from the long-term rental market to take advantage of short-term lettings, which sometimes can be more profitable. And they range from between 1,000 to 3,000 homes in the Greater Dublin area. But even going on the conservative number, 1,000 homes, that's not a small amount. I mean, if we can get 1,000 homes that are currently being used for tourism back into long-term letting for people who are living and working in the Greater Dublin area, I think that's going to have a very important impact, particularly when we look at the number of people who are coming into emergency accommodation because there aren't enough rental stock out there and they're finding themselves very difficult to find new accommodation. While we build new homes and thousands of new homes, being able to get 1,000 existing homes back into use for long-term rental, I think, is very important.
Do you envisage any difficulty getting this through the Oireachtas? I think Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin are both largely in favour in principle of this measure.
Well, I briefed my office spokesperson in Fianna Fáil, Dara O'Brien, on the plans yesterday. They're very close to what the Joint Oireachtas Committee is recommending itself. So I'm hoping that with this proposed changes, the Joint Oireachtas Committee, led by Maria Bailey, will now conduct a very short review of the proposals to make sure that they're sound and all the different planning aspects have been considered, and then we can enact it and bring it into law by the end of the year. I don't see any problem in doing that. And then from the middle of next year, this will be the new law when it comes to short-term letting.
OK, Minister, just before we let you go, I do want to ask you about those latest homelessness figures, 9,698 people, including almost 4,000 children in emergency accommodation last month. The figures, yet again, the trend is still upwards. Are you very... you must be disappointed by those figures.
Well, of course I am. I mean, 171 extra people have gone into emergency accommodation. which is very disappointing. We continue to be in the middle of a housing crisis, but that's why, exactly why we're bringing in these types of measures around Airbnb and the other rental reforms that are going to come in a couple of weeks. They're going to protect people in the homes that they're living in, or bring more homes onto the market for people to rent longer term. We did see in the last month 119 families prevented from entering emergency accommodation in Dublin, and 45 families leaving emergency accommodation in Dublin as well. Presentations are down in Dublin. New families entering emergency accommodation is down in Dublin as well. So a huge amount of work is happening between local authorities and the NGOs working on the front line to help hundreds of families every month.
Undoubtedly.
But until we have more houses built, until we've caught up, and we are catching up, but until we've caught up, we're going to continue to have this crisis in homelessness.
Okay, and that is undoubtedly true about the good work that has been done to help people. But I suppose the people listening this morning might wonder, are we ever going to get on top of this problem? Will we ever be talking to you when the figures have actually dropped?
Well, Shane, of course we are. I mean, what we've seen in Dublin in recent months is, again, a stabilisation. It's important to stabilise the situation before we can then drive those numbers down. As I said, the number of families presenting in Dublin was down 2 months in a row. So progress is being made there, and Dublin is where the great challenge is. But we are seeing increases outside of Dublin, which of course is very worrying. The homelessness situation that we face in Ireland today is very much directly linked to a lack of supply. It's different to the type of homelessness that we've had in the country when it comes particularly to individual adults that we've had for decades, unfortunately. The new type of homelessness that we have is linked to supply. So every measure that we take to either build more homes or get more homes back into use that aren't currently in use, like the Airbnb type homes, is going to help. And as we do more and more of that, we will find ourselves in a position where more and more families are exiting emergency accommodation, like the 45 families that exited last month, or the 119 families that never had to enter emergency accommodation in the first place, because we could find solutions for them quickly. The quicker that a family or an individual engages with us when their tenancy becomes at risk, the more likely we are to be able to find them a solution that doesn't involve them going into homelessness.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Housing Minister Eoghan Murphy, thanks indeed.